That was Bear Bells by Buildings and Food, found on last week's number 7 album, Provincial Park, appearing on charts from CFBX, CFUV, and CJSR in Edmonton. It's an ambient gem that evokes minimalistic landscapes shaped by field recordings and synth textures from Jen K. Wilson. Before that, a new entry, the title track by Chimeras from their EP Second Sight, appearing on charts from CFRU, CICK, CIVL, CJSR, and CJSF in Burnaby. It was built from 2 years of experimentation and field recordings. The track unleashes chaotic energy with syncopated drums, swarming synths, and shifting textures. An embodiment of the EP's frenetic vision.
Number 4. You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Thank you.
coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
Victory by New Chance from last week's number 4 album, A Rock Unsteady, appearing on charts from CFRU, CFUV, CIVL, and CKUT in Montreal. The song showcases her distinctive brand of electronic introspection. And before that also from A Rock Unsteady, that was Original Feeling, a piece filled with lush instrumentation and layered production. The album blends spiritual down-tempo dub, house, and electronic pop, and features collaborators Johnny Spence, Evan Cartwright, Brody West, and Jennifer Castle.
Number 3. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10. The Earshot Electronic Top 10. Tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
Corazon by Sophia Cortesis from last week's number 3 album, Volver, appearing in charts from CIVL and CJUN in Winnipeg. It's a buoyant electronic track and highlights her emotive style. Before that, also from Volver, was Nitzan and Amina, and that has a rich textured dance production and showcases her immersive blend of electronic rhythms and emotional resonance.
Number 2. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
Thank you.
That was Tillisuak by Scylla from last week's number 2 album, appearing on charts from CFRU and CFUV in Victoria. It features soulful vocals by Charlotte Kilmaik and penned by both Kilmaik and Thomas Lamb. It brings traditional Inuit storytelling to beautiful modern electronic form. Up next from last week's number 1 album, The Star of the Queen of Life, appearing on charts from 12 stations, including CHYZ in Laval and CHRU in Toronto, it's 117 by Debbie Friday. This is an anthemic dance pop single. It was co-produced by Darcy Bayless and created during Debbie's 2024 European tour. Its hypnotic vocals and cheeky lyrics include nods to ancient Greece and nude selfies. It marks a refreshingly light and playful direction in her sound.
Number 1.
Kiss your heart in the sun. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. The Hawaiian Islands are home to many birds that don't exist anywhere else on Earth. Native forest songbirds like the kiwi-kiu, formerly called the Maui parrotbill, once thrived on the islands. Now, they are critically endangered. Kiwi-kiu co-evolved over millennia with the remarkable plants and insects in their unique island habitats. They're about the size of a sparrow, with yellowish olive-green feathers that blend into the foliage. The kiwi-kiu's parrot-like bill is perfectly adapted to chisel, crack, and tear apart bark in search of grubs. They sometimes enjoy flower nectar, too. Kiwi-kiu typically raise just one chick a year, and the parents will spend another year teaching their young how to forage with that distinctive bill. Like many of Maui's native birds, kiwi-kiu have been devastated by avian malaria and other fatal diseases spread by invasive mosquitoes. These days, the tiny remaining kiwi-kiu population is restricted to less than 11 square miles of high-elevation forests on the slopes of Haleakalā. Habitat protection and mosquito control are crucial for conserving Hawaii's extraordinary ecosystems, so birds like the kiwi-kiu can sing out from the forests for years to come. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.